Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, this is Merle Exit with Whirl with Merle, and tonight we're going to talk about on a travel segment. We're going to talk about my trip to Daytona Beach, Florida, which I'm sure I have a feeling those of you, well, where I am, I'm in New York, and people from up the coast there would like to be down there. Pretty cold, but no, not too bad. And so we're going to have some of our Daytona Beach people from tourism and coming on to talk with us. And later on, after that, I'm going to talk about some food, some advice that I got from Cooking Light, which I'm not so sure it was really greatest advice. And we'll have a product segment. And so right now, we have one of our people that's calling in. I'm trying to click on this here. Let's see if we can. I know the person's listening. Hopefully, okay. Well, I got the caller in. In the meantime,
Merle, are you trying to talk with me?
Are you there? Are you on?
I am.
You know, it's
Patty Schwartzy with the Sugar Mill in Leon Springs.
Oh, it's funny because on my computer thing, it kind of clicks on if somebody is on, and then, you know, so I could see, and it sounds like that it looks like you're not on, but that's okay. Anyway.
Here I am.
But you're there. yes, one of the places, well, I was hoping we'd get Tangela calling in first.
Well, you can talk to me later if you want. That's fine.
Oh, no, yeah, no. Let's talk. We'll talk to you now as to what this is about. Why I have to tell you, like, on the trip, this was, like, the last place we went to and a place I would have wanted to spend more time, and not just, you know, not just the pancakes, but just, you know, the whole park. But we want to talk about, this is such an unusual thing with your restaurant, because, and I have to kind of describe, it's like if you went to, like, Benihana's, you know, and you did the thing with the Japanese, where they do with the hibachi, but instead this is, you do your own pancakes. So, but
we had a customer describe us as a redneck Benihana once, and I was never sure if that was a compliment or not.
That's really good. So, yeah, Patty, tell us all about the place.
Well, it's hard to tell you all about the place. I mean, it's an unusual spot. We are in an old sugar mill building that was built at the proverbial Fountain of Youth, originally in the early 1800s, and we've adapted it to our restaurant use, which... my father was a grist miller, and when he found this beautiful old mill, he decided that he really wanted to put his mill there. The mill was originally constructed as a sugar mill with the intent of using the water from the Fountain of Youth to turn this 100-foot circumference water wheel that's on the front of the building. So we're in one of the Florida state parks, and we now take flours and turn them into pancake mixes, and customers make their own pancakes on the griddle in the middle of the table in this old sugar mill building inside the De Leon Springs State Park, which is now part of the Florida State Park system. Does that sum it up pretty quickly and easily?
What I want to talk about is how this is all done with the pancakes. So, like what happens, you know, tell it, like, you know, you getting, now who's making the batter, by the way? with?
Well, we make our own pancake batters, and then as a dry mix, and then we take those batters and we mix them into crockery pitchers, and we bring pitchers of the pancake batter. One is a blend of 5 different stone ground flours, and the other is an unbleached white, sort of a more familiar pancake mix. We bring those to the tables, and each of our tables have griddles recessed in the center, and the customers make their own pancakes right on the griddle at the center of the table. And you can get all sorts of goodies, blueberries and pecans and bananas and chocolate chips to mix into your pancakes as you're creating whatever you would like right there at the table.
That's fabulous. And what is the cost?
The pancakes are $4.50 a person. And then everything else, all the little toppings, and then if you want meats or eggs or other items put in your pancakes there, and beverages, those are all served a la carte and range in price from $1.75 to $2.25 a serving, depending on what you get.
Oh, and like what are the, you know, what's the most popular thing that the items that people get to throw into their pancakes?
Well, a little bit depends on what age you are. If you're a kid, you want white pancakes with chocolate chips, and you don't want to talk about much else. If you're me, you like the whole grain pancakes with bananas and peanut butter.
Wow.
The whole grain pancakes, they have corn, wheat, buckwheat, rice, and rye in them, and it's my father's recipe that he's had used since essentially the turn of the century. And for older people, the whole grain pancakes, for them, for some of them, it takes them back to literally living on the farm or visiting their grandparents when they were young kids. And they definitely prefer the whole grain pancakes, and most of those folks really like the blueberries. We serve molasses to put on your pancakes, and for a lot of people, it's the first time they've ever experienced molasses. It gets mixed reviews. Some people love it. Some think, oh, man, what is this? So we have a lot of school groups that come in, and for a lot of those kids, they've never even been allowed in the kitchen before.
Wow.
So for them to make pancakes, it's really quite an adventure, and I always caution them to taste a little molasses first. They generally like the syrup or the honey better, but it gives them something to really remember on their outing there.
Now, what kind of syrups do you have?
We have a local raw honey that we serve, and we serve a maple-flavored syrup. Obviously, we're not in maple country. We do sell real maple syrup for the aficionados that is the only thing that they want to put on their pancake, and the molasses. So those three are on the table already.
I think it's such a great idea. I thought it was so much fun to do. But I understand that, like, if you get eggs, you cook them yourself?
You cook your own eggs right there.
Okay.
It's a great spot, too, like you said earlier, to come and want to spend more time, because we have wonderful swimming. Our pool that's right outside our door is spring-fed, 72 degrees year-round, and pumps about 20 million gallons of fresh water a day.
Wow.
Now, that water flows from that pool and ultimately joins the St. John's River west of us, and that whole area is Woodruff Federal Wildlife Refuge lands. So we have canoes and kayaks available if you want to go paddle around. We have a tour boat that will take you out there if you're not inclined to go out under your own steam. And yes, for all you northerners, there are alligators out there. Just waiting to shock you in their very natural habitat.
Wow, good. Is alligator meat a big thing down in Florida, by the way?
Alligator meat is showing up on more and more menus, but that's farm-raised, and most of it comes out of Louisiana.
We even
sell alligator jerky in our gift shop, and it gives people a chuckle. It's a real popular tourist item to take back to their friends at home with what we got.
I heard it was a rumor that the pool was supposed to be the Fountain of Youth?
Absolutely. We have a group that swims there every single morning. Some of them are in their 80s, pushing 90.
Wow.
And it does not matter whether it's 90 degrees out or 20 degrees out. That group will be in the pool. And they will maintain that it's the Fountain of Youth and will listen to nothing else.
Wow, that's fabulous. Yeah, and is it has anybody like said they felt much younger?
If you asked one of them, they'd say it constantly. Oh. They have their own little cheer and their own little creed that they say as they get in the pool. They are definitely devotees, if you will.
Did you ever hear them hear the cheer? Or
oh yes, they come in for breakfast,
yeah.
And as a group, do it generally once a month, and they say their little cheer and their little pledge, and the other customers are aghast for just a moment, and then they listen to the words and are just chuckling. It's hard to get upset with them. They're loud and raucous, but they're 90 years old, so. And this is their life. They build their entire day around coming for a morning swim. So
yeah. So have you ever, gone kayaking or anything?
Oh,
like
sure.
That? Yeah.
Absolutely.
You can
consistently, in the warmer weather, alligators are easy to spot. As we are, as I say, next to the wildlife refuge, so we get very good birding in that area, and the migratory birds coming through there are very good. We do see manatee when the weather turns cold.
Oh, cool.
We do have a lot of wading birds, including great blue herons and egrets and limpkin, little tricolor herons, those you would see on a regular basis, lots of osprey, sometimes eagles, bitterns you sometimes see. It just depends on the time of year and what happens to be out in the refuge at the time. Certainly ibis are common and glossy ibis as well. Nothing's in captivity out there. It's not like going to one of the theme parks. So it depends on what happens to be passing through as you see it.
Okay. All right. That's great. What, by the way, do you have any favorite spots yourself, like in Daytona Beach? This is outside of Daytona Beach, right?
We are about half hour west of Daytona. Yeah, that's a good point. Since your listeners are interested in Daytona, we're about a half hour west of Daytona, just in the town of DeLeon Springs, which is north of DeLand. So we are in West Volusia County.
Okay.
Of course, my favorite spots in this whole area are the springs. The Florida springs are incomparable. Now, we are the closest spring to the Daytona Beach area, but in a line, more or less, from where we're situated, if you were going north to south, you would find Blue Springs State Park is just south of us. As you go north and a little bit further west, Alexander, Juniper, Salt, I know I'm forgetting some. Those are all springs, and they are fantastic. They're just very unique features. So when you feel like getting that salt water off of you and getting into some fresh water, all these springs are 72 degrees year-round.
Oh, great. Yeah, so what's the temperature, where you are right now? Just
the air temperature?
Yeah, just to make me feel bad.
It's about 75 degrees.
Okay.
And a beautiful, clear, starry night.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, I'm ready to run down there. Well, no, I'll wait, about another month or so when the snows hit here, really bad. And then
well, bear in mind that it can be chilly here as well. It rarely stays that way for very long, but we can get some days where you think, oh, why didn't I bundle up or bring my winter clothes?
Yeah, I don't blame you. But so that's really great. But, I'm surprised, with your restaurant that, that it's not a thing that they do in Manhattan. You know what I mean? I mean,
Well, I know you New Yorkers like to think you got it all up there, but you got to give us something.
Okay? Yeah, okay. We'll give you this.
Hey.
Well, it was really great talking with you. I guess as it turns out, I don't know where my other friends are that were supposed to be calling in there, but I guess I'll be talking about Daytona without them.
Oh.
Yeah, but that's okay. I know I had a good time and I'm ready to go back there. So
well, please feel free.
And
we'll look forward to seeing
you. Don't you do you have a website? so people
we
can...
We do not, but we're incorporated into the Florida State Park website.
Okay.
So if you were to do a Google search for Florida State Parks, it's one of those email addresses with the dot this and dot that, but just Google Florida State Parks.
Or I guess
and then
yeah, I
you'll
guess
get...
you could also Google what's the name of the restaurant, which is...
Yeah, Old Spanish Sugar Mill.
Okay.
And if you Google the Florida State Parks, we are inside the De Leon Springs State Park.
Okay. That's absolutely fabulous. I'm so glad to talk with you. I guess now I'll gab a bit here about my trip. Hopefully we'll get the other two folks calling in.
All righty. Well, thanks for thinking of us, and please come visit.
Yes, I'll be back.
All righty, good.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you.
So, yes, as I said, I don't know what happened with my other friends here, but I'll tell you what you see, I took AirTran, which I love AirTran, and we stayed at the Hilton Daytona Beach Oceanfront Resort, which was a great spot because it was like, you know, along the water and had great view. And they had this area, they called it the Ocean Walk, that was right there. And then so I walked in, you know, a couple of the shops. And I think that evening we had Bubba Gump Seafood Company. It's pretty good, you know, commercial, you know, but anyway, so the next day we went off, we went to a place called, the Dancing Avocado Kitchen, and they had like healthy concept food, and that was, what they call a downtown area of Daytona Beach, what did I have there? Oh yeah, that was I had carrot juice and an omelet with cheese and avocado and bacon. Well, you know, had to have bacon on And let's see. Oh, then I'm hoping. We were gonna get. We went to the Daytona International Speedway, we had a brief track tour. They offer visitors a 30-minute backstage look at the world of NASCAR, you can go to an area you could pose there, as if you're a winner coming off the track. That, especially for people that are, into racing, this is a fabulous place. It's great for kids, adults. If you're into it. Then we went off to a place called Daytona Lagoon, which was a water park located it was in walking distance from the hotel. This was fun. I was with a group of other riders, we decided to race each other. They have these go-karts. It was they flew around a quarter-mile bank track several times. Being in New York and having done much city driving, it wouldn't surprise you to hear that I came in first. Yeah, well, I can cut off somebody just as good as anybody, after that, then we decided to play laser tag. Yep, it was a fiber optic battle vest that they had on, And we didn't really run around the place. We kind of walked around the place there and like, you know, shot each other, a whole bunch of adults, like, playing like kids. Well, heck, I mean, I even went on the merry-go-round there that they had, too. Back to the hotel, and we went again downtown to dine at a place called Angel and Phillips Cafe. And these cafes mainly noted for their chocolate. Isn't that wonderful? I love chocolate. They have a free tour and samples, and as long as you get there before 6 o'clock. And we didn't, but we had enough chocolate with our meal, so that was I was happy enough to do that. Let's see. Oh, after that, the next area we went to, well, not that day, we went to Ponce Inlet, and went to the Marine Science Center. Did you know that the whale shark is the largest fish in the world, at times growing to a length of 60 feet? And did you know that the New York sharks are as small as 4'10" and can still pack a wallop? They also have, the former name was Mosquito Inlet. And this is, they even have this, like, big mosquito in the background you can kind of pose with. Not a real one, thank goodness. Shark bites are one thing. Mosquito bites are definitely another. And so we were then, where did we go? Oh, yeah, that was, they do rehabilitation of turtles and birds there. And as we were checking out one of the injured turtles, luck would have it that they were releasing two of the rehabilitated turtles into the ocean. So we immediately got onto the bus and to the beach site for the release, and I videotaped it, and it was, oh God, it was so cool. These people, they're picking up these turtles, these big turtles, and taking them out of the box and walking over to the water and then putting them down on the water as they started, like, crawling and crawling. It was like almost cartoonish, like watching these huge turtles make their way into the ocean and swim away. Oh yeah, yeah, we were all teary-eyed, you know, what could we do? And and because we were so weakened from the emotion, as if we didn't eat enough, or as I call it, like, every time it's like, you know, oh, we're feeling a little weak, so now we got to eat, even though there's even food on the bus, too. And we were off to Inlet Harbor Marina and Restaurant. And there, that was nice, because they had these, I think the pelicans were just really posing for us in this area. It's not as much as I was captivated by the food as I was captivated by the pelicans, like, staring at us. And so that was the first part of our trip. And let's see where else we went. The next part of our trip here, let me get this here. Okay, Daytona Beach, days two. Okay, so now, let's see. We leave the Harbor Inlet Marina, and we go to the National Landmark Historic Ponce de Leon Inlet Light Station and Museum, just down the road a piece. The lighthouse itself is Florida's tallest, and it's standing 175 feet. I guess it must be the tallest lighthouse erection there. Yeah, it was so busy looking at the fabulous original Keeper's outbuildings and lighthouse lenses exhibit. I just didn't have time to climb those 203 steps. Okay. What a shame, right? Where do we go? Well, oh, yes, I'm sorry. I had to take a break. A bit of a break. Back to the hotel where I got myself went to have a spa at the hotel. And I had the green coffee body wrap. One of the interesting things at this hotel, a lot of places, like when they have a spa, you'll see that they'll have at the spa they'll have like water with I'll get the thing, cucumbers in it. But this one in the lobby, they had one with cucumbers, they had one with lemons, and one with oranges. And whether you were going to the spa or not, I thought that was a nice thing to do, like, you know, when it's a bit hot out. Saturday evening. Oh, God. Went to this place, to Willis, T-E-A-U-I-L-L-A, to Willis Hawaiian Dinner Show. Oh, yeah. Life is like a box of chocolate. You never know what you're going to get. You usually receive a lei in the customary Hawaiian welcome. I have to say, after shelling out $34 for a luau buffet and show, you can get welcome if you fork over $4.50 for a material lei. No free lei here. And the buffet food tasted mass-produced, and even the fresh salad had a taste of the plastic bag that it came out of. And dessert was presented as a chocolate lava from the volcano, which was actually instant pudding. And then they had a show, and I think there was an attempt to reheat my food as the guy came over with these lighted torches toward me, and I just like looked at the guy and, well, the heck with it. But so if you ever, you know, go down there, believe me, it's like definitely not worth it. And aside from stock car racing, they also, Harley Davidson is a big thing down there as well. And so, let's see, in Harley Davidson, they pretty much have their own, like, territory in that area. And you can go to the Daytona Diner, which abuts the Harley Davidson dealer there. And, I don't know if you've ever seen anybody wear this thing that says Dilly Gaff, which is spelled D-I-L-L-I-G-A-F. And in case you ever wondered, I had found out that it actually stands for Do I Look Like I Give a Fuck. Yeah, I can say that on its internet. But what's funny about this is I was speaking to one of the waitresses about this, and I asked her if she knew, and she said, of course, and that she wears one of these buttons that says that, and she purposely wears it upside down so that when, you know, people, like, come up to her and say, you know, the button is upside down, she'll, like, you know, point and, like, look at them like, which I think I would like to do. And then it was on to the Museum of Arts and Sciences that they had inside. They had a beautiful collection from various countries. One of the things, they have this whole thing with the Coca-Cola, the Coca-Cola original Coca-Cola bottle maker was amongst the rest of the collection. And that was the thing that I liked that. And also they have a great hologram collection, a whole room of that. And we would then, where do we go next? Oh, then Boogie on the River Queen, too. We had a dinner cruise out of the Halifax Harbor, which sails the intracoastal waterway. You got to do that. That's a great thing to do. You can really get acclimated to the area by doing that. And you can get to spot dolphins and sometimes a manatee. And we had a few other places, but one of the interesting things was, talk about a bargain. It was the Daytona Cubs versus the Jupiter Hammerheads, which was, part of the Florida Marlins, a baseball game, at the historic Jackie Robinson Ballpark. New York City has a Jackie Robinson Parkway, but it was here that he played in the first integrated Major League Baseball spring training game in 1946. And the ballpark features a statue of Robinson, historical markers, and a museum. Now, if you purchase a ticket for $20, you get the picnic section with an all-you-can-eat. How many hours was it since the last meal there? Right. An all-you-can-eat buffet of hot dogs, hamburgers, pulled pork, salad, and liquid refreshments with no limits on the beer. Can you imagine? I can imagine I can imagine the New York Sharks being there, you know. They would probably drink their way. They'll probably drink their way through the through this whole thing. Where do we go then? Oh yeah, they even have a Blue Moon, by the way, which I like. That's one of my favorite beers. And on the final day, what did we do? That's the final day is when we went to the Leon Springs State Park that we had told you about. I suggest you Google Old Spanish Sugar Mill Grill and Griddle House, and then you'll be able to get the information. Look at that. Can you hear me? I don't know. Andrea said that she's called in. Andrea Douglas said she called in. She's on the phone, and yet I can't hear her. That's, let's see why this is, That's quite interesting. Let's see what happens. Back to the switchboard again here. Now I got it. Okay. Are you there, Andrea? Andrea, you there now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. It's weird. I don't know what's going on with the switchboard. Because two other people are supposed to call in, and they... it didn't even come up. Oh, there's somebody else that did call. Do I have the other person on the line, too? Anybody else?
Just me.
I'm here, too.
Who's there?
This is Barbara. I was listening because I can't get it at work.
Oh, okay. Hi, Barbara.
I'm just listening.
Oh, okay. Andrew, how are you, Andrea?
I'm good. So you can hear me now?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now? Yeah, I'm talking to you. The parrot's talking to you. Like everyone.
You know, I saw something I wanted to talk about. I got this thing. Let's see if I can find it. There was the the sentiment. They have this cooking light had come out with the top 10. It says the top 8 foods to love in 2008. And it says number 1, it says coffee.
Coffee. Oh, perfect.
And
I still have to try that coffee that you gave me.
Oh. You have to. And it says here, caffeine consumption not only increases alertness and improves performance, but also protect memory. So did you, well, I guess you remembered to call in, did you? Or was it?
Yeah, but it was a post-it note. It wasn't the coffee. Yeah, I think Dinah has a better chance of remembering than I do. That's the parent.
Yeah. When I saw this, I went, "Yeah, right." Well, I don't know. With all the coffee Andrew drinks,
actually, I'm not that bad. I need a kickstart in the morning.
Yeah.
And then about 3 o'clock, my battery runs dead, and I just, you know, plug in a little coffee, and I'm good for another 3 or 4 hours. Yeah, but I'm not like a, you know, wild coffee drinker. I just have to have it those 2 times a day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see, Dinah, she's talking to you.
Oh, look at that.
Yep.
You can say hello to her for me, too.
Hey, those griddle things sounded good. Jacksonville.
No, that's Daytona Beach.
Oh, Daytona Beach.
Near there. Oh, yeah. That I thought it was such a hoot. You know, you sit there like Benihana's kind of thing, and you cook up your own pancakes.
That sounded pretty good.
I would imagine they would do that, like do that in South Beach or New York, or you know, someplace like that. That's
well, if I find them here on South Beach, I'm definitely going. I might even take a drive up there. It sounded worth it. Anything where I don't have to cook, I'll go.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, the only thing you make is reservations, right?
That's right, and I'm darn good at it too.
Yeah. You know, by the way, I know you probably get a kick. I just thought about this today. I was watching, you know, the Bush there made some speech today. I don't know if you even heard it.
Oh, God, no, I didn't hear it.
I mean, it's like, you know, what do they call the pot calling the kettle black or something like that? I mean, what he was saying was like, are you for real? Are you for real? And I just thought about today. Today, the next, what would be the perfect next reality show would be Are you Smarter Than the President?
Oh, yeah, but every contestant would win. That's not fair.
And all the contestants would be the fifth graders.
Ah, yes. Yeah.
And they would win, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Potato, potato. You say potato, I say vodka.
Oh, yeah. This is he's such a hoot. So I got the... Oh, you remember that whole tale about the, I told you about the thing with the blenders, huh?
Yeah.
And then they send me two. You sound terrible.
I'm terrible. I really am terrible. It's, I don't know. I come to Florida to escape the winters, and I get a dastardly cold, and I'm next to death. But anyway.
Oh, I don't know.
Nothing a good glass of wine won't cure.
Yeah. That's right. You didn't see that in my article.
What?
I was writing about this. This thing, the PEK system that offers products for the wine drinker in your life who wants to preserve the remaining contents of the bottle of wine. And in parentheses, I wrote, unlike Ms. Douglas, who said that there is no such thing as a bottle of wine in her house that isn't totally savored.
Oh, yeah. I think you did mention that, but who needs it? Because I never have a leftover. There's nothing left in the bottle.
Yeah. Yeah, they have, there's a whole bunch of all these products that I'll talk about. Later.
Do you have an extra blender?
Yeah,
there can never be too many blenders.
Oh, I do. Why, you need a blender? Well, here's the... What did I give you? I gave you the...
You gave me the margarita maker, but that's in the Hamptons.
Ah! You should have told me. Well, actually, the one I have, actually the one that I have now of the extra one would be perfect because, it does crush ice, but it's basically, it has a pouring spout and it's perfect for you, a to-go cup, too.
Perfect.
So you can blend it right in there and just take your, well, okay, your latte and, yeah.
That would be good for Sharkhampton, too. Excellent for Sharkhampton.
Yeah, tell us about Sharkhampton.
Oh, Sharkhampton. There's so much to tell. Actually, I shouldn't tell you about Sharkhampton. Well, it's usually Memorial Day weekend, and it's the time when all the sharks swim out to the Hamptons, and I have this little cottage on the water out there. And the yard is very little, but all the sharks come anyway, and we put up tents on the lawn, and the doors are open all weekend long, and the grill's going, and the blenders are going, and it's just a shark fest for 3 days. Actually, it's more than that. Some of those darn sharks showed up last time on a Friday, and they didn't go home till Tuesday.
Wow.
Tuesday, those nasty old sharks.
And,
yep.
And is there any cook? Do they do their own cooking? Well, you don't.
Oh, yeah, they bring... They bring everything. They bring coolers on wheels and trucks, and they bring ice luges. Have you ever done an ice luge?
No, what is that?
That's what I said. I said, what the hell? So they loaded. They drove up with in a truck, and there was this huge block of ice. It was about, I want to say, 6 feet long, and then they had this, a drill, and they got out, and they carved this snake-like canyon down the middle of this huge block of ice, and they propped it up in the yard, and then those nasty sharks started pouring like beer shots and vodka shots and tequila shots and their big, big shark mouths at the bottom of the end of the ice block, while the other ones poured with glee all of this alcohol going down the ice, and of course when it hit the shark's mouth it would be ice cold.
Oh, goodness.
And this went on for 3 days, which is probably why they didn't leave till Tuesday. Oh, they're awful. They're just wonderfully awful.
So, they're, in other words, they're comparable to, like, if you had a men's team in terms of drinking.
Well, yeah. We just have more finesse than the men.
Oh,
you know?
I see.
Yeah. I mean, all women do. It's just, you know.
Oh, God. So what do we have coming up? We have the JPD program.
We have, yes, we have the NFL JPD program coming up in February. This is horrible to promote right after our telling you all about Sharkhampton and our drinking binges. And then bring all your kids. Nice segue, bro. Anyway, the NFL JPD program.
We have to inject the fact that everybody is like they're over 21 that are drinking.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Some of them are older than Europe, like me, for instance. But
okay. So get back to this.
So anyway, the JPD program is coming up February 23rd and 24th. It's a Saturday and a Sunday. It's free. It's at Giant Stadium, and it is for girls only, ages 13 to 17. It's a second-year program, and the Sharks, we produce it and we coach it, but it's in conjunction with the NFL and the New York Giants. It's a clinic, and it just teaches girls the basics of football. We have games towards the end of Sunday so that they get to, you know, kind of have some fun with it. And it's just a fun educational clinic on all that, on football and all that surrounds it. And we just encourage everyone to come out and partake. We are providing transportation from the five boroughs, and that's free also. And you can sign up by going to our website, which is nysharksfootball.com, and download the forms. And there's an address there where you can mail it in. And we are going to have a quota this year, though, and it is filling up. So anyone who's interested should
download those forms, fill them out, and mail them in.
Good. So. That's real. Now, by the way, we all know my obsession.
Well, those who don't are learning fast.
It's okay. Wait a minute. It's getting worse.
Oh, what'd you do now?
Well, because I'm sitting
I'm
on the subway, I see a young adult sitting next to me, a female young adult.
Uh-oh.
I'm just kind of sitting there and whatever. I suddenly turned to her and going, by the way, you're interested in playing football?
And what'd she say?
She kind of looked at me, and I say, I'm recruiting people to play football for the New York Sharks, tackle football, or if anybody you know wants to learn, you know,
right,
that between the ages of 13 and 17. I mean, this girl is probably like, who is this woman, you know, like, because I have to come out and, like, you know, I don't want people to think I'm some lech on the subway or something.
Well, you have to be careful, too, because, you know, that could be taken as a real insult. You know, hey, you look like you ought to play football.
Oh, no, the way I worded it, I didn't say, do you know anyone who's interested,
right,
in playing football?
But I've seen some people that, you know, would be perfect for the front line, and we love front lines people and all that stuff, but, you know, when you approach someone out of the blue, you got to be careful.
Oh, yeah, this is true.
Plus, with me, they might squash me right there. What do you mean, how to play football?
Yeah, as I said, you know, I'll talk to anybody. I talk to people on the streets, anywhere. I mean, it's like, you know, no matter what it is, it's like, now how do I get into New York Sharks into this conversation? I was pretty good. You know, I went to see Shakespearean play. It wasn't too bad. I mean, I really usually don't like it. It's at the Lincoln Center, Cymbeline was a Shakespearean play. And it's like, you know, I sit there and I, you know, as I'm trying to interpret what they're saying, the brain is going, now how do I get this, how do I get the New York Sharks into
right.
this?
It's got to be a way.
You know,
you can do it, Merle. You can do it.
And I'm trying. Huh? It didn't work. But almost, because when after the show, I saw there was an actress, and I couldn't remember where was she from, so I was just like asking her, like, because I looked at her and I was trying to remember if it was somebody I've met before or if she's an actress, you know, she looked familiar. And then, like, you know, if the conversation had continued, I'm sure I would have talked about the New York Sharks too.
Oh, you're bad.
I'm bad.
Merle, listen, I have someone here that wants to talk to you for a minute.
Oh, okay, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on for a second. Hi, Merle. It's Dana.
Oh,
hey.
Sure. You get out of the cold.
What's that?
You got out of the cold, sure.
Yeah, I got lucky. I got the last flight out.
Oh,
yeah. Last flight out. Yeah. I think all the rest of you are trapped up there. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
How is the weather up there?
Well, it's not disgusting. It was like, you know, the mid-40s.
Yeah, okay.
It wasn't too awful.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad.
So are you catching the sun?
Yeah, got a little sun. Sharks sat around the pool today. It felt very nice to feel this warm sun on my face. So, you know, that always feels good. I mean, you get a little, when the sun shines and it feels warm, you know, it's like the first day of spring.
Oh.
But I love spring in New York. That first day when the sun feels warm, it's a beautiful thing.
But you got on your the sunscreen?
Yes, I do have my sunscreen on.
Okay. Very important. Want to make sure.
I know. Thank you, Merle.
Yeah, well, you know, like, I hate to tell you that, but that was the first thing I thought when I saw you last year, and you were so tan, and my brain went, gee, I hope she put sunscreen on.
You know what? I don't have Mom around anymore, so it's good that I have other people filling that role.
Oh,
I appreciate that. I appreciate it. Now we got to look out for each other.
Right.
Trademark of the Sharks organization. We've got each other's backs.
And fronts.
And fronts.
And
the sides.
This and thing, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We have too many things, actually, with each other, but it happens in a great big dysfunctional family.
Yeah, dysfunctional, right.
Yep. Never a lack of excitement. So what are you doing? How was your Hanukkah?
You know who I had over for dinner? I had Anne and Bruno Lucchese over for dinner.
Oh, good.
And yeah,
excellent.
And I cooked a nice little gourmet dinner for them.
Mm-hmm.
Especially since I have all these concoctions here, all the products and kitchen stuff, and wow, it's easy.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Good, good, good. I didn't know that you cooked. What did you make?
Well, since I have a Vitamix, I started with a butternut squash soup.
That sounds good.
In the Vitamix, this particular machine, it actually cooks it and boils it. That's how much of a blender this one is.
Wow.
Jeez. And so I did that, and then I made some what's the thing, the eggs? Oh, deviled eggs, which
yep.
I used that with some Nova Scotia lox in it. And then I made a salad, but instead of putting like a whole salad in a bowl and serving it, everybody had an individual, absolutely gorgeous looking salad.
Very
with
nice.
All kinds of greens.
Very
and,
nice.
And then I made an herb chicken, and I did it in a, not convection oven, the thing of... Really? You put the cover over it. What do you call that? And it's like cooks it all the way through and fast.
A crock? Not a crock. That's an
all
day thing. You know, I don't know because I don't think I have one of those. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I mean, when you tell me that, I think, you know, pot of water with the top on, bring it to a boil. That's about as close as I can get to that. I don't know.
Yeah. No. This is I'll think of the name, but doing this, it's like everything, even the white meat came out very, very soft. And
excellent.
Yeah. So I did
very
that.
Very tender, tender and juicy.
Yeah.
Good.
And then dessert, after I had cleaned out the Vitamix, I then threw in some frozen berries and stuff and made a sorbet for dessert. Are you still there? Uh-oh. What's happening? I'm not sure. Well, okay. Well, I'm on the air. Anyway, why don't we just take a quick commercial break? Hold on.
This program is brought to you by M&S Italian Food Specialists, the official caterers for the crew of Lydia's Family Table, which can be seen on PBS. M&S is located at 34-23 Francis Lewis Boulevard in Bayside, Queens. There, you'll find over 100 different types of cheeses, store-made sausages, fresh meats, as well as great salads and sandwiches. Choose fully cooked items from the deli area, or just tell Joe what you're interested in preparing. M&S carries a full line of imported groceries for all your cooking needs. Call them at 718-353-8318. A family business for over 50 years. This program is brought to you by...
Are you back there? No. Do I have anybody there? I don't know what happened here. One of the things that I want to mention in terms of products, because I thought this was pretty cool, a company called Calisons, Callisons. They offer seasonings for the lazy. In other words, rather than marinades or rubs, they have seasoned skewers and that are made of infusing wooden skewers with essential oils and fresh flavors. And what it does is saturates the meat or the poultry, the fish or the vegetables with the flavor from the inside out. And there's no fat or sodium, and it's really cool. They said they need to to sit for 10 to 15 minutes before cooking time, And it comes in, let's see, it's citrus rosemary, Mexican fiesta, honey bourbon, garlic herb, Thai coconut lime, and Indian mango curry. Can you imagine that? You don't have to grill. You can, if you have an electric indoor grill, that's great. But they tell you that you can actually use it slow roast, bake it in the oven, or pan sear it on the stovetop. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on here, but I wanted to let Andrea know about this one here, so she can actually cook without not cooking, so to speak. By the way, the website for the Seasoned Skewers, and you'll probably guess it, is www.seasonedskewers.com. Let's see, we have, I have a little time to talk about a few other particular products. Tribest Company, T-R-I-B-E-S-T. Check out www.tribest.com. They have a Fresh Life automatic sprouter that works on top of your kitchen counter. And you fill the basin with water, you add the seeds and plug it in. And instead of having to water two or three times a day, the Fresh Life has a sprinkler system that detects the environmental conditions within the unit and quietly waters the sprouts automatically. And in as little as 4 days, you can be picking your own wheatgrass, or a few days later have fresh alfalfa sprouts. I know Andrea's definitely going to want that. And with Tribest, the two other products I would highly recommend that they have is they have the Yo Life yogurt maker. Yep, and I tried that too. Make your own fresh yogurt. And then they have the Soya Bella, which is you make your own fresh soy milk. And with that, you can make your own tofu, too. It wasn't difficult at all. It was, I thought it was an absolutely great idea. I'm mentioning these things because, you know, in case you have people you still want to get stuff for the holidays. I'll have these up on my website on merlesquirrels.com. I'm going to get them up there, the products that you could see to get some ideas, in terms of, the thought that counts kind of things that maybe you can find things that people really want. And now what I'd like to do, next week we'll get another place. I'll pick another place for travel. It'll be up there. I haven't decided yet. I like to, do things, well, not necessarily at the last minute, but make sure I don't know what happened to these people, but hopefully we'll get the people for next week. And in the meantime, I'd like to end this show with a song by the Isaac. Called I Feel a Christmas Spirit. In the meantime, thanks for listening, and see you next week.
I can feel the Christmas spirit take a hold of me. I feel the Christmas spirit blowing in the air. There's lots of joy and happiness in the presents that we share. No other day can take its place around my memory. So out and celebrating with friends and family.
from my memory.